This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
I was just talking about this failed experiment that scared the people who looked at it. As they looked at these embryos they're modifying, they said, to understand the role of a single gene in early human development, a team of scientists at the London-based Francis Crick Institute, again, Francis Crick was one of the two co-discoverers of the DNA, removed from a set of 18 donated embryos. They said, even though the embryos were destroyed after just 14 days, it was enough time for a single edit to transform into, quote, major unintended edits. Now, they talk about how afraid they are and how, you know, it became a big issue when China did it. They sanctioned and disappeared the scientist who did it. And yet it is at the core, not only of the beginning of this COVID-19 virus, but also the end game, the vaccine, the genetically engineered vaccine. You know, we look at the fact that Francis Collins, as I was saying, he was there with the human genome experiment. He's now head of the NIH that Fauci works for. And they are pushing a vaccine, and the lead candidate is one that's going to do genetic engineering. And as the and it was Allison Young at USA Today who did a wonderful series of stories showing lax security and lax safety measures at biosafety level 3 and biosafety level 4 labs across this country. And it was absolutely breathtaking and frightening in the lapses that they'd had. Animals that had been seriously modified and infected with very dangerous pathogens, escaping contagious pathogens. You know, the whole purpose of all this, it's Nazi science, folks. We executed people for doing this type of stuff after World War II. We had Nazis who were executed for this. We had Japanese scientists who were executed. But the best ones we brought over quietly. Operation Paperclip. They became the basis for our biochemical and biological, our chemical warfare and our biological warfare systems. We wanted their science. So we didn't execute those guys. And so they wound up at Fort Detrick and other places. And the legacy of this is now the kinds of programs that the NIH, Francis Collins, and Fauci were involved in. You know, we talk about the origins of this and how they were allowing this to go on at UNC Chapel Hill, how they were funding it in China at that very lab, $3.7 million. And they did that in defiance of the prohibitions of stopping, you know, they said, stop funding this. Why? Because of all the major lapses that they had had in terms of safety. But they didn't. They continued on with it. So people were outraged when Chapel Hill came out with their research and Fauci said, yeah, we just continued, you know, about a half dozen of these that we thought were good. We just, even though you told us not to, we continued to do it. They're absolutely out of control. These people are like the military-industrial complex. They don't pay any attention to what Congress or the president or anybody says to them. They're law unto themselves. And they're Nazi scientists. I mean, they ought to not only be removed and discredited, they ought to be jailed for the kind of stuff that they're doing. And yet, they get away with this. You know, we go back and we look at what Michael Crichton's, the central thing that he was talking about with Jurassic Park. You know, we look at it's a very entertaining movie about dinosaurs running around and everything. But if you look at the book, what he was concerned about was the ethics that nobody is concerned about with this stuff. The ethics that Francis Collins and Tony Fauci don't care about, or the Chinese scientists don't care about, or the people at Moderna who are developing these vaccines at breakneck speed don't care about. And what he was saying at the time, and a lot of scientists were saying it decades ago, they said our scientific capability, our technology is outstripping our ability to make any ethical judgments about this. But you know, the problem is that nobody's even trying to make ethical judgments about this. It isn't that it's moving so fast we can't do it, so we don't even care about that anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. Way back.
Yeah, there are no rules for the Nazi scientists whose work is to take viruses and bacteria that are dangerous, make them more deadly, more easily spread. Now, that's what they call gain of function. The CDC does that. The NIH does that. In Europe, they're doing things like that. The EU has now proposed emergency leeway on gene engineering rules for coronavirus vaccines. You know, because it's coronavirus, let's just get rid of all the rules. And here's the problem, folks. There are no rules for the people who are making the rules right now. We no longer have any restraints, any legal restraints. Everybody has thrown off the chains of the Constitution, and when they do that, they're forging chains for you. The people making the rules have no rules or restrictions at all. And so they're saying, Reuters had already reported, this is Reuters, Reuters already reported last week, the EU's executive commission was considering easing those rules for COVID vaccines. EU officials said many promising vaccines under development against the new coronavirus could face delays in European trials if the rules are not relaxed. Why were those rules there? They were to protect your health. Oh, but we don't care about protecting your health now. Now we got to have a vaccine. In Italy and France, for example, treatments must receive authorization from government, environment, or research departments, as well as from health and drug authorities. But we don't have time for that. We didn't have time to even go through and test people and figure out what was going on before we locked everything down. We just had to do it right now. You know, I've heard this argument made before when Hillary Clinton was trying to take over health care, and I was going to meetings and speaking against it. And I heard one person after the other that always make the argument, the healthcare system is so bad now, we got to do something. And I said, all right, well, maybe you ought to take a look at what she's proposing here. Because if you got a fire and you got a bucket of liquid over there, you might want to see if that's water or if it's gasoline before you throw it on the fire. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're getting ready to throw a bucket with these untested vaccines, many of them based on very, very dangerous, unproven ideas of genetic modification. Again, Moderna has never produced a single treatment that's been approved for anybody when they were tested. So now they've got $500 million to run through something at Operation Warp Speed. And we're already going to manufacture these things. You know, 300 million doses, one for everybody. Military, you get yours first. Can't wait to test it. They can't wait to give it to you. That's the whole point. They're just itching to stick that thing in your arm, these government pricks. And you better tell them what they can do. Makes me so angry to see this stuff. I've been talking about this for years. What's going on with all of this? And I said when this happened, I said, well, you know, there's indications that this thing was modified, and there are. Fortunately, it's not as dangerous as it could have been. But it's just a matter of time before they get it right. It's just a matter of time before they make a mistake and let something out, or before they deliberately do this as a weapon. We've got to shut these. What we ought to be working on is not a vaccine, an untested vaccine to give to everybody. We need to be shutting down these Nazi scientists who are running this biochemical and biological warfare against us. We need to be shutting that down. They tried to do it for a short period of time, and then they reauthorized it again. So these people are out there able to do this. As I was saying, Michael Crichton in Jurassic Park, he said, you've got to think about the ethics of what you're doing and what happens if this gets out of control. And a lot of scientists have been ringing that bell. You know, the real problem with the genetic engineering, which goes beyond, these characters who have their own depopulation agenda. There's another side of this that's equally disturbing out of another novel that always is etched into my mind, and that is Change Agent by Daniel Suarez. The beginning of it is excellent. It begins with a couple who are, they've gone to an underground facility that is doing genetic modification for humans. And, you know, the premise of his novel is that this is, you know, in the future where they really do know what they're modifying and they really can do this stuff. And so you have a couple there, and the way he sets this up, one of them, let's say the husband, is all for doing the genetic modification. He's brought the wife along, and she's not really sure about this. And then you got the salesman. And what the salesman is telling them is, he says, look, if you make these changes, and they've got different packages, you know, well, I got this change, and it's going to cost you this much, and that'll make the kids smarter. Here's another one that'll give them longer life. Here's another one that will give them better strength and so forth. So they've got all these different things that they can do to improve your child, eugenics. And she's like, well, I don't know. Things could go wrong with that. And he goes, let me tell you something. We know what we're doing. We're experts at this. And not only that, but when you pay this money, this is a lot of money, I know, for each one of these changes, but every one of these changes that you make to your child, that's going to be passed along to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And so you're creating a legacy here. With this money that you give me, we're going to create a legacy of improvements for every generation of your descendants are now going to be advantaged compared to everybody else. She's still not ready to buy into this. And so then he pulls out the fear factor. And he said, well, let me tell you, here's the situation. Other people are doing this as well. Remember, this is a black market that we're talking about here, right? This is not a, you know, government is trying to shut this down, but this is a black market that's operating. You know, and those things do happen. That's why we have the drug war, and it's been going on for 50 years, because you prohibit something, it doesn't make it go away. If the technology is there, it's there. And so he says, okay, you don't want to do this? Well, let me give you the other side of this, the fear side. He sells her. He says, other people are doing this. A lot of other people are doing this. And if you don't do this for your child is going to be dumber, weaker, fill in the blank, than the other children. Your child will be the servant of those children, that next generation. And not only that, but all of your descendants. By not doing this, if you don't do this, see, this is the argument that gets the governments into the arms races and so forth. So basically, it takes that same argument that is always used for the arms race, you know, to push autonomous killing robots or nuclear weapon increases or the biowarfare program itself. If you don't do it, the other people will, and you will wind up losing to them. It's a brilliant, just if you don't read anything other than the introduction of that book, it lays out the moral dilemma, which really is something that permeates everything that the government does. It's all based on keeping up and keeping ahead of other people. And it is a very, when I look at what is happening with this, and what got me started on this was a few years ago, you know, they brought in a bacteria. That came out, it was only in two different places in the world, and it had about a 45% fatality rate if you got infected with this bacteria. But that wasn't good enough for them. They decided that they would bring it in and weaponize it. And so, you know, we're talking about the Tuskegee experiment. Tulane and so forth being involved in that. Well, they took it to Tulane University.
You get that kind of stuff done.
And they took it to a biosafety level 3 lab. It was also adjacent to the National Primate Center. They had a lot of primates there. And they were in an open area. And lo and behold, this bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei was the name of it, it got out of the biosafety level 3 lab, and it was found in some of these monkeys that were roaming around in the field. And what's even more troubling about it was that this Burkholderia pseudomallei gets into the soil and replicates and spreads. And so the CDC brought in investigators. One of them got sick with that. Said, that doesn't have anything to do with this. She investigates this stuff all the time. It must have been a prior infection. So you had somebody who was sick with this and you brought them in to investigate it? Yeah, okay. But when you look at this and you understand that they're bringing this thing in that kills 45% of the people, I mean, it's not Ebola, but it's certainly much more deadly than COVID-19. They bring that in, they weaponize it to make it more easily spread to...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're just talking about arms races, and as we look at the arms race, we see that China is now proudly showing their miniature robo-tank with a lot of firepower. Make no doubt about it, where we are headed is autonomous killing machines. You should be very concerned about that. You should be very concerned about, and I've mentioned this, I've done videos about this, saying be concerned about where they're going with the police. You know, we have, as we see this COVID-19 brought out, and people are getting so afraid of being around other people. They're seeing story after story. Don't worry, we have robot waiters, and they're going to bring the food to your table. So you don't have to have any close contact with any other nasty humans. Well, you know, the food's still being made in the back by those nasty humans, but don't worry, they're working on that too. They're going to have some robo chefs, and pretty soon, you know, they're going to purge out all of these diseased humans. You understand that the globalists who are pushing all this stuff, they see all of us as disease factories, and they want to eliminate all of us. That's what's really ultimately behind this. And so the next step with this, as they tell everybody, you know, those humans out there, you don't want them as cops either, because they just can't control themselves. So what you need to have is you need to have some robocops, robotic police that we can program. Well, let's assume that they do a better job of it than they did with the Imperial College of London's simulation that it completely locked down the globe. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was a mistake. Well, what do you think is going to happen when they have robocops? It's not just going to be a lockdown of the globe. They will keep everybody locked down. I mean, you've seen this in sci-fi. You know where this is headed. But let me tell you, this is actually where it's headed. I've talked to Professor Noel Sharkey several times about the efforts of many people to try to get them to admit that they don't want to do this. But that isn't going to work. It's going to be an arms race, just like we were talking about the idea being sold one-on-one with a husband and wife team about, oh, you've got to pay the money to upgrade your baby, because if you don't, everybody else is going to upgrade their babies and you'll be the servant of them. Now, that's the same argument that's always been used to push the military-industrial complex. And there's one of these hideous things right there. You can now get that for a little under $75,000. So we should be able to replace the cops with one of these things, right, that you see right there on the screen. One of these Boston Dynamics. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't know too many cops that can do that kind of gymnastics. I can't do that kind of gymnastics. And that is a very worrisome thing, because we know where this is headed. And as the Chinese are doing this, make no doubt about it, they're going to have killer drones that are going to be making kill decisions. I mean, it's bad enough that we got drone assassination programs, but it's also when they make the kill decisions themselves, because that's where it's headed. You know that's where it's headed. Because if you don't offload that decision to them, then your robot force will be killed by the robots that are on the scene, because they'll make the decision real quickly on the scene. And so that's where this all leads. It's a logical extension to it. And so as we look at this and how dangerous this is going, understand that you're not going to get rid of the human factor. You'll just have fewer humans. Because I have some people and say, well, I think that'd be a good idea, because I think, you know, the robots aren't going to have the prejudices that the humans do. Or they're not going to get angry. Oh, no, they'll kill you in cold blood. That's right. And there's going to be somebody that is going to be ultimately making those decisions in the background. And it will give them plausible deniability to wipe out entire areas on the planet, or most of the areas on the planet. And they'll just say, oh, well, it was a software error. And it went viral. You know, we really can't control that. When we look at what is happening with India and China, this is kind of a Ice Station Zebra. You remember that movie? One of my favorite movies, Patrick McGowan was in that. It was a standoff in Antarctica or the North Pole or somewhere, you know, one of those two. And turned into a shooting war between Russia and America. But don't tell anybody about it. Right? Usually you don't hear anything about this, but this particular one, people are talking about it. Biggest clash between China and India in over 50 years leaves at least 50 casualties. If you can believe the stories that they have here, but probably a lot more people than that. New Delhi and Beijing are both claiming the other side's forces triggered the confrontation. They beat each other with rocks, clubs, and their fists for over 8 hours in the dark. Some of them using the difficult and steep Himalayan terrain around them. Many of the casualties were caused by hand-to-hand combat or falls from the high cliffs. Many people had a fall and they drowned, or they fell and they couldn't get up and they died of hypothermia, the cold. Indian government officials have confirmed that at least 20 of their troops are killed. Several others are in critical condition, suggesting that the death toll may rise, writes Breitbart. Indian reports claim PLA soldiers, quote, hunted down their Indian counterparts to kill them, even as they retreated into undisputed territory. So what's going on here? It occurred at the border. They have an area, you know, kind of like the demilitarized zones that you have, you know, when you have a border conflict. It's called the Line of Actual Control, the LAC. It's a strip of border between India and Chinese-occupied Tibet. Last week, diplomats from both sides issued a statement claiming that they had reached a peaceful resolution on the LAC tensions, and then this breaks out. Times of India says that China suffered between 35 and 50 casualties, which includes both killed and wounded. India's News 18 reported that at least 23 Indian soldiers were killed in the battle, but as many as 110 have needed medical attention in the aftermath of the incident. At least two dozen Indian soldiers, the report continued, are facing life-threatening injuries. And then there's a comment from the Chinese government's propaganda newspaper, Global Times. The editor-in-chief is named who? And who gets to comment first? Who's on first? She's on second. Regularly uses Twitter, despite the fact the Communist Party bans Chinese citizens from the platform. But, of course, you know, they have a different set of rules, just like our Fauci and Burks do. Who claimed... There you have it. That many of the Indian soldiers who died did so as a result of not being evacuated quickly enough from the frigid region. So we didn't kill them. And yet, when you look at the reports, some of them say that, this is a surprising thing. Neither side had guns. They didn't even have these mechanized robots that China's got, right? But they were hunting them down with, they're fighting with stones, iron rods, and they said that the Chinese troops hunted down these Indian soldiers. They didn't die of cold. They said they hunted them down and beat them with batons wrapped in barbed wire. You know, this kind of reminds me of what Einstein said. He said, I don't know what weapons will be used to fight World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. So maybe we've just seen a preview of World War IV here. Human nature doesn't change, however, does it? Not unless you experience Christ. But these people have given us a preview, even though they're working on autonomous killer robots. And these are the people who are going to be writing the software for the autonomous killer robots. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the hatred and that is being exploited here in the United States. And these people hate each other so much that they hunt each other down with sticks and stones and rods wrapped in barbed wire to kill each other. Is that the future that is coming here to America? If the Democrats get their way, it is. If the globalists get their way, it is. Because this is the agenda that they have of hate.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, folks, we were just talking about what happened with the Chinese and Indians at the border. And now, inside China, in Beijing, they are now pushing the second wave. It's beginning in China. And if you go back and look at this, I believe, and I said from the very beginning, I said, first of all, there's evidence that this is engineered. Hopefully they didn't do a good job of it, and it turns out they didn't. But I said, I'm concerned that no matter what this is, no matter how dangerous it's going to be, I said that at the very beginning, I said, the worst thing we could do would be to shut down and lock down our society as China has done. And then I said it again when it was done in Italy and before it was done here. We already had hard data out of Italy showing that the average age of the people the first time they did it was 80.3 years, and then it was 79.5 in the second report. And they showed that most of the people who died had three comorbidities, meaning that they didn't die from it necessarily, they died with it. And they said, and now when you go back and you look at this, you see 40% of the people who died were in nursing homes. No penalty for Cuomo because he was pushing people in the nursing homes, even as he was, he named a bill after his 90-some-odd-year-old mother, and I forget what her name was. Let's just call her Clementine. That's a good name. Clementine Cuomo. Goes pretty good with Fredo, because that was my grandmother's name. Let's just call her Clementine. You think I'm making fun of them? That was my grandmother's name, Clementine. Anyway, he named it after her, and had a pretty stiff jail sentence, plus a $5,000 fine if you infected, if you didn't practice all these, you know, lockdown and quarantine stuff, and you got somebody infected that was elderly. And yet, he forced these people by the thousands in these nursing homes, because they said, look, you're not going to be able to refuse admission to anybody if they test positive for coronavirus in a nursing home. You got to take them in. And so they've had a lot of people die in the nursing homes. But let's talk about that. Even if this was something like Ebola, the worst thing you could do would be to force everybody to shut everything down. Why? Because it was obvious from the very beginning. It was going to create food shortages. It's going to create all kinds of issues, created medicine shortages. Done all kinds of damage to the health system itself. If you're going to fight a war, you don't shut down your factories to fight a war, right? It's idiotic to do that. And yet, that was the model that came out of China. I said, this may be biologically engineered, but we're being socially engineered. They're modeling this. It's like predictive programming in a movie, except it was a predictive modeling. They were showing the behavior. They said, look, do this. And then all the globalist leaders around the world were saying, yeah, we've got to follow the Chinese example. And you had, as this was rolling out, you had all the mainstream media here in America saying, yeah, it's pretty creepy what they were doing with the biometric surveillance and the social credit system and the tracking of everybody. And yet we need to do that here for COVID-19. You know, it was creepy when they did it just because, you know, it was about politics. But, hey, if it's about a disease, that's a good thing. And we need to do that. We need to step up. They're going to be way ahead. They're going to be so much better equipped to handle this than we are because we don't have tracking in place here. So we need to do that as quickly as possible. And so now we have the second wave. And the second wave is being modeled for us right now. As a matter of fact, newsbusters.org has a study that they did about how TV paused its pandemic panic in order to push the panic button on other things. No, in order to push the protests. It consumed nearly all of the airtime for 3 months between March to May on the big three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, the Mockingbird media, the propaganda press, the people who always did that for the CIA. So nearly all the time on the big three from early March to late May. But for 2 weeks, beginning in late May and early June, those same networks put the virus story on the back burner and then move to the story about protests. And, of course, they had a monolithic opinion about that as well. That was always the way it was when you had just the big three and NPR. They always covered the same stories, and they always had the same take on it. It was almost as if somebody at the CIA was writing their narrative for them. You've seen this numerous times. We have all these different affiliates just reading the script. Well, they were just reading the script as well. Now the protests have subsided. TV news is once again ramping up its coronavirus coverage. And so they break it down. Look at this table. Get the overhead shot here. It shows that in the early days, it was 20%. Then at the peak of all of this, it was 88%. And then it goes back down to 18%. It went up to almost 90%. Now it goes back down to just under 20%. And now protests, post-protests, as that's starting to die down, they're going back to the other narrative, and they've doubled it now from 18% to 36%. So it's surging again. This is part of the second wave of propaganda, the modeling, and it's beginning in China as well. You know, China has had about 140 people that have now tested positive in Beijing. This is a city of 21.5 million people. There's about 8 million people in New York. So this is about three times the size of New York City. When we went to China to adopt my daughter, we went to Nanning. I'd never heard of it. And it had between 6 and 7 million people. It's nearly as big as New York City. I'd never even heard of it because it's not a big city by Chinese standards. 21.5 million people, 158 infections. And what are they doing? They have mandated testing. And now you've got massive mobs at the testing facilities because you're not going to be able to move an inch if you're not tested and given a permission to go somewhere, which is already being worked on here in America. I showed you the wrist bracelet that was being worked on by somebody who I know that has given me information in the past. He's a white hat hacker. And so they're working on the computer version of this. But they said, you know, he said, this is the way it's going to work as we roll this out. He said, you'll have to get a test. There it is right there. There's the article. You have to get a test each day to travel. And then they'll give you a wristband of a particular color. And that'll be good for travel that day. And the next day, they'll change the color of the wristband until they can get it done with the computer stuff, right? That's the way they're testing it. And that's basically what they're doing in China. They're getting ready to roll this out. It is a fire drill, says Lisa Kingo, the executive director of the UN Global Compact. She did an interview with The Guardian, and this UN official said there are very, very clear connections linking the current health crisis, the climate change issues, and Black Lives Matter. Now, she is not a conspiracy theorist. She is exposing the conspiracy plan. She's monologuing like a supervillain. She said the coronavirus pandemic is just a fire drill for what's coming. Government actions purportedly taken to stop the spread of the virus have crippled economies across the globe, and it's been attributed to the widespread social unrest, making her warning particularly sobering, reports RT. She says the only way forward is to create a world that leaves no one behind. And that phrase, where did that phrase come from? I thought it was George W. Bush that coined that phrase, you know, to sell Common Core and the federal takeover of education. Oh, well, wait a minute. No, that's the UN is talking like that. You know, the funny thing is that as we look at immunity, talking about the vaccines that they push out, you know, big pharmaceutical companies were given immunity from legal action with the vaccines that they put out. We have given legal immunity to the police. And it's funny, when you do that type of thing, it almost invites bad actions, doesn't it? You can't be punished when you do the wrong thing. So I don't think that the solution to what is happening here in this country, yeah, we need to understand that you're always going to have bad actors in any organization. You have to reform them or you become contaminated by, you own the corruption. That's not what they want. Instead, they want immunity for the police, just like they want immunity for these big pharmaceutical people. And we shouldn't allow that to happen. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Segment, and Matt Brackett is going to be taking over in the next segment, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. I'm sure Matt is going to have a lot to say about the escalation of force on both sides and proposals for that. I'm going to talk a little bit about what is happening in terms of the hate in this segment, but before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's how we fund this operation. See, Google would like to shut us down, trying to do that to Zero Hedge, trying to do that to the Federalist. But we depend on the products that you buy, the contributions that you make, but especially the products that you buy. I mean, you can't make a direct contribution. We do have that set up. But primarily what we do is we try to give you products that are going to help you to prepare for the types of situations that we see now already rolling out across the country, as well as to prepare your health. Isn't it interesting that as we see both threats to your health and to your safety, that we have products to help you prepare for that. And again, when you look at your health, just make sure that you have given yourself the right kinds of nutrition, naturally, nutraceuticals, natural, effective, safe, and right now, very effective in terms of price. We've got still some great discounts. We've got 70% off of our AMPM day and night pack. That's the 8-pack power stack, we call it. But it's got supplements that you can take in the morning to help you wake up, to help you focus. Other supplements that you take at night that are going to help you to relax, maybe to sleep. Natural, safe, effective, and now 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have all of our InfoWars t-shirts available at cost at $9.95. And we have our storable food. It is storable for up to 25 years if you don't need it. Made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere, and the shortest lead time right now that we've had for months at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about what is happening across the country. You know, as I see Jefferson statues being attacked, and they say, well, we got to rename the schools and get rid of the names of Jefferson and Washington that were used. And I look at this statue of Jefferson toppled at a Portland high school, and the garbage there, the spray painting and the statue laying on the ground. And I think, you know, what have these people ever done? What do they know? They're probably functionally illiterate. They know nothing about history. Do they know what Jefferson contributed? Are they going to be able to make that kind of contribution? Or are they just going to destroy stuff? You know, Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. He actually attacked slavery as part of that. But he laid a foundation for individual liberty. These people are laying a foundation for slavery. He also was, the thing he was most proud of was his Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. He founded the University of Virginia. That's his mistake. I've argued that with Colonial Williamsburg. They have actors who do that. I had a great guy who did a great thing with Jefferson. And he would take questions from the audience, but if you asked him something that was about current events, he would not reply to you. And so I would ask him a question because it was a rhetorical question, and I just wanted to get the statement out. Since Jefferson had talked about public funding of educational institutions, I would just throw it out to him. I did it a couple of times, various places. He would come and speak to conservative or libertarian organizations, and I did it a couple of times there. I did it just at gatherings at Colonial Williamsburg, but I'd always ask him the question. I would say, well, you were against forcing people to pay for a church that they didn't believe in. You know, because we had, in terms of establishment of religion, what they're really talking about is forcing people in some states, you were forced to attend a particular church. In other states, you may not, the more liberal ones, you were not forced to attend a church, but you were still forced to pay money to that established church. And all of the states that created the federal government, they all had established religions. As a matter of fact, it persisted in Massachusetts and one other state, I think it was Connecticut, well into the 1800s. I think the established state church in Massachusetts continued into the 1840s. But, you know, I don't agree with that. Jefferson didn't agree with that. But I said, if you have a school that is funded by the government, and that includes our K-12, not just the universities. I said, what you're doing is you're really teaching values to people, aren't you? Whose values are you teaching? What is the fundamental religion that you're teaching? Are you teaching Christianity, Islam? Are you teaching secular humanism? If you use state funds to do this, isn't that as reprehensible as using state funds to fund a church? Well, I know nothing of this place that you're talking about. What he would always say. But basically, that was his fundamental problem. But they're toppling statues of Thomas Jefferson. And at the University of Portland, you know, this is the higher education, they are so enlightened that they're actually removing the slave that was part of the Lewis and Clark expedition. You know, they had a statue there. They had one of the guys, Lewis or Clark, had Captain Clark. And on his right hand, he's standing there. And the three of them were side by side. See if you can find a picture of the original statue. They've removed the slave. You still have Captain Clark there, and you still have the an Indian on the right-hand side. But on his left-hand side, there was also a slave, and they were all standing next to each other. It wasn't that anybody was in a subordinate position, kneeling down or anything. They didn't have the slave kneeling like he was an NFL player. No, he was standing up like an equal. And they removed him. Because you know what they're doing now is they're now destroying anti-slavery figures. As a matter of fact, I like what the Babylon Bee said in terms of satire. It's really true. Activists fight racism by driving all people of color out of pop culture. That's what they're doing at the University of Portland. They took, there he is. He's on the, you can see him. He's the one closest to the camera there. He's standing there. And so they removed the black guy. We don't want to have a statue that shows a black man, Captain Clark, and the Indian is part of an American display there. We don't want to show people working together. We don't want a melting pot. We don't want a community working together. We got to isolate and tear down anything that shows that. So they're going to remove the first thing they did was remove the black guy. And that was a Babylon Bee headline. Activists fight racism by driving all people of color out of pop culture. Talking about Aunt Jemima, the Land of Lakes, Uncle Ben's, the Simpsons. I mean, they've done that already. I mean, this is not satire. This is the idiocracy that we live in. And that's what they're doing at the University of Portland. You got software host GitHub now banning the terms master and slave from programming code. That's not pushing slavery. Although that will happen if you get RoboCops. But no, I mean, are they going to change the other terms? Things like demon and virus? You know, these are just, they're descriptive. You know, like a demon is something that you start and it runs in the background. You don't really, that's pretty descriptive. And then a virus is something that, you know, somebody else gives you that puts on your computer system. But no, they're destroying the statues of leading anti-slavery figures. I talked about this at length on the morning program. By the way, if you want to hear that, it's 9 to noon Eastern time. Matthias Baldwin, I talked a great deal about this guy. He had a great life, and he rose up from a position of poverty, not using any slaves, but using engineering. And then he became a Christian, and then he became an abolitionist. And he started educational establishments and paid for them himself to educate black people. And he hired black people when people weren't doing that in his area. They came after his statue. This is not about the Civil War. They're coming after people like Admiral Farragut. And you got Popular Mechanics, the story that's on InfoWars. Popular Mechanics, publishing advice on how to topple statues. You can take them down physically or you can do it chemically. You can destroy them. That's what we're focused on right now, folks. Just destroying everything. And what is so concerning about this is that it's not just the youthful idiots at the bottom. It's the people at top, like Tim Kaine, who would have been our vice president if Hillary Clinton had won. And he's out there putting out the hatred that the U.S. didn't invent slavery. Guys, roll the clip of what happened in Houston, because we almost are out of time here. Show people what happens with this mob attacking a guy as he walks out of a convenience store. Why? Well, he's white, and they're black. And this is the end result, folks. We're not talking about people physically attacking statues. This is all being done so that we can rout the mob to attack people based on the color of their skin. And this is the logical extension of what Tim Kaine is trying to force our country into. And a lot of people are taking the bait. A lot of people, both black and white. Well, that's it for the broadcast, my part of it. Matt Bracken will be joining you in the next segment, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thanks for listening.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.